You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent petition from People Against Prison Aotearoa has been created with the goal of ending solitary confinement in New Zealand. I talked with People Against Prison Aotearoa Parliamentary Advocacy Coordinator Kate McIntyre on the recent petition. I started by asking her about the history of solitary confinement in New Zealand.
Solitary confinement it's existed in New Zealand as long as prisons have existed in New Zealand. Since New Zealand was colonised and prisons in the criminal justice system were put in place here, like as far back as the 1860s, prisons were being criticised for the really harsh and degrading conditions prisoners were experiencing, and the long hours of isolation were a huge factor of those prisons and a reason for that criticism. But currently that punitive legacy continues, so while it's not legal to sentence someone to solitary confinement, like if you were being sentenced by a judge in a courtroom, they can't sentence you to, say, 3 months of solitary confinement. They can only sentence you to time in prison. But the Department of Corrections can use segregation on prisoners as punishment for their supposed protection or if they are suicidal. And the Corrections Act of 2004 gives them the legal right to do this. The Corrections Act and the Department of Corrections don't call their practices solitary confinement, but reports into prison conditions in New Zealand and the personal experiences of prisoners Papa advocates for reveal that those practices amount to just that. So prisoners are being kept in a cell in a monotonous environment with nothing to do, denied fresh air and exercise, and denied any meaningful human contact for 22 to 24 hours per day, and sometimes for months at a time. So whatever language Corrections wants to use, that is solitary confinement. That's where we're at now.
And what do you believe are some of the alarming statistics around solitary confinement?
The amount of times prisoners are put in solitary confinement has doubled since 2009. So we're now at a point where people are being put in solitary confinement for about up to 12,000 times a year. And so our current prison population is just over 10,000. So those rates are alarmingly high, and they're four times higher than England and Wales. And this is having like huge detrimental effects on the mental health of prisoners. So almost every year someone will take their life in a solitary confinement cell. And this doesn't account for people who might take their life after being released from solitary confinement, only for those who take their life within the cell. So often these people are extremely vulnerable anyway. So like locking them up in solitary only makes them more miserable and more likely to take their own life. And solitary confinement, as I mentioned before, is often used on people who are at risk of suicide. So the at-risk units where suicidal prisoners are kept are supposedly suicide-proofed, but still people manage to take their own lives. And those units make the situation worse for suicidal prisoners, make them more likely to harm themselves. So we've also learned that in instances where solitary confinement is used as punishment, Māori and Pacifica prisoners make up 80% of that population. So just as Māori and Pacific people are disproportionately imprisoned, they're also put in solitary confinement much, much more disproportionately to the general population, and especially for punishment. So the racism of the criminal justice system is even more transparent when you look at this.
And so why do you believe this practice is present in New Zealand prisons?
I'm going to answer your question in two parts. Lately, as I mentioned, the use of solitary confinement has doubled since 2009. And I think that's because our prison population is rising, and so prisons are becoming increasingly overcrowded. Conditions are getting worse because people have less space to move around. They have to wait longer to receive medical care. They're often double bunked with other prisoners, and tensions will rise in prisons because of that. So I think solitary confinement is being used increasingly so because Corrections doesn't know how to deal with that issue of overcrowding. And honestly, the easy answer to that is like just let a lot of the people in there go because it's not making them better. But to answer your question like more generally, prisons exist in New Zealand to punish people, and they've never been about rehabilitation, which is illustrated really well by the really high rates of recidivism. So prisons work to remove people from the community and isolate the harm they might have caused from its social context to hurt them for what they've done. So prisons are sort of a reactionary alternative to dealing with social problems and inequality. And solitary confinement exists for the same logic. It's a prison within a prison, and it's used because our criminal justice system can't imagine alternatives to punishment. And for such alternatives to be put in place, that would require a really big transformation of society.
And so what kind of practices do you think would be best for rehabilitating inmates?
Do you mean in prisons or...?
In prisons, yes.
Okay. Papa believes that prisons don't really facilitate rehabilitation. It's true that some prisoners do become better people, but often that comes from their own will and their own desire to change. I've met a couple of prisoners and former prisoners who have gone through that transformation, but it wasn't the prison environment that made them into better people, it was their own will. So with the people in prisons, they need access to health care, they need access to mental health care and social programs, anger management, counselling, support. These need to be free and available. But I believe that for it to really be effective, those would need to be available outside of prison and accessible outside of prison so that people can access those programs before they feel inclined to maybe harm someone else. But a lot of people are in prison for victimless offences, but for those who have hurt others, we support community alternatives to prisons that still demand accountability for them and don't excuse their behaviour, but also don't degrade or dehumanise them or isolate them from their family, loved ones and community. In the short term in prisons, this can be rectified, I guess, by allowing prisoners to have more contact with their family and their loved ones. So easier access to less of a waiting period for phone calls, less of a waiting period on receiving letters. And easier access to visits and free public transport for the whānau of a prisoner to go to prison to visit them. And then in the long term, we need what I talked about before, some alternatives to prison to be implemented, yeah.
Some people I've talked to have made commentary that it's unrealistic to not have prisons in New Zealand and that people need to be punished and have consequences for their actions, and prison is the way of doing that.
Again, in terms of the question of what's realistic, I believe it's not realistic to, if we want a form of justice, forms of justice that ends the cycle of violence, then prisons are not going to realistically take us towards that. I think it's definitely a very visionary kaupapa that a lot of people can't get around, but we also have a lot of people who support us who are not necessarily on board with prison abolition, but they do understand that in their current state, prisons are really harmful and they're doing more harm to people than they aim to solve. So they can agree that we should start with letting a lot of people go and decarcerating, closing prisons and all of that. So that's a good starting point, at least, just that idea that what prisons currently are is they're growing, and if we keep dealing with social harms through these punitive measures, then that's really just going to lead us to disaster in the long term.
And another criticism has been that No Pride in Prison and Action Station have been labelled kind of anarchist movements. Do you have any response to that?
Well, I can't speak for Action Station.
Of course.
We're using them as a platform for our petition, and I think they're a very good platform for hosting a petition because they help with a lot of the campaigning. They'll share it across their networks, and they've been very good, but I don't really know very much about the ideology behind them. For Papa, we are founded on anti-capitalist and decolonising principles, and for alternatives to prison to be successfully implemented, that would require a much more equal society, and that won't happen while we're still under a capitalist economy, in our view. But we're not against working with Parliament sometimes in order to reduce the harm done by the criminal justice system, and the purpose of this campaign is to change the law and make solitary confinement illegal, and that will require parliamentarianism.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.